This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Holy Toledo, how many cops have to be ambushed or killed or shot before we wake up to the epidemic that occurred? Why? Because of Barack Obama. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. A lot of people are going, Kevin, where's the show digitally? We are bringing it all back in-house. We are setting things up on Spreaker. You'll get an announcement soon of where to listen to the show. I keep coming back to this. I don't know how many people. I'm curious as to how many people listen to the show in different markets. I get, they say for every piece of mail you get or phone call you get or whatever, it's X thousands of listeners, which means we've got a pretty large audience. But I'd like to know, and I don't know how to do it any better, because you can't force you people to do anything. A lot of you listen to the show, you enjoy the show, but you're just flat out lazy, and you won't say, hey, Kev, I like the show. You could call us at 844-551-8255, or you could send us a note at kjradio.com. Either way, we would know you're out there, and we're just trying to do a head count. And I mean, we get a lot of mail, but holy cow, man, come on. Let us know you're out there listening, and good or bad. Kevin, I can't stand you, but I listen every night because I love you, man, or whatever. But let us know. That's the only feedback we get. Anyway, we got a movie coming out. I want you to save the date, September the 7th. I don't know where it'll be in your area. You'll have to check it out. But bleedingbluemovie.com. Cops are under fire. And you know what bugs me? We talk about I was talking to somebody that says, Kevin, we want to show the movie in a church. But I'm not sure what my pastor would think. And I go, you're talking about church, right? Church is a decision between good and evil, right? That's what the Bible is about. That's what religion is about, making the right choices, good and evil. What do police do? They separate. They have to make a quick decision between good and evil, and they do it in society. No, they don't carry a Bible, but they carry a belief system. We've put them in charge because they've been entrusted. They've been given the public trust to discern good versus evil, the same way a pastor has to do it. And as there are pastors who've had, who've fallen from grace, occasionally there are police. But for the most part, you believe that pastors are out there spreading the word of God, which is good, versus evil, explaining the differences between the two. Police are doing the same thing. One of these groups of people gets shot at every single day, gets killed for their belief system, because they have to go do a job and explain good versus evil. They're not under fire for the most part. I mean, Christianity, as a rule, is under fire. But for the most part, pastors go to work and aren't worried about getting killed. Police, who have to make that distinction, are going to work and getting killed, and we don't seem to care. Cops get shot. Two more cops shot in Dallas. Cops killed the other day. I mean, there's hardly a week goes by that you don't see something about a police officer being shot and or killed in the line of duty. And it is remnants of leftism. It is remnants of people that don't care about lawlessness. If you haven't noticed, I'm about to get a little preachy, leftists don't care about the law. You want some examples? James Comey. He has a book called Higher Loyalty? Really? This guy is so disloyal to the President of the United States, so disloyal to the people of the United States, and wants to come off as Prince, the guy who's done everything right, Mr. Ethical. And he is the most immoral, unethical guy that's ever ascended that office. I'm talking about from its beginning. I don't care what J. Edgar Hoover did. He did nothing close to what Comey's doing. And oh, by the way, aren't we supposed to be improving our government iteratively versus making it more corrupt? Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Barack Obama was more corrupt or less corrupt in terms of his leading of the nation? If there was corruption in the 1800s, people conspiring against blacks and stuff like that, Okay, it was wrong. Do you think in 150 plus years we would have gotten through that and be and have a society that is much less corrupt, much more fair, and so on? And then you find out that everybody in the food chain has colluded against Donald Trump. Everybody in the food chain calls himself law enforcement. The guy who led law enforcement, Eric Holder, was anti-cop. Loretta Lynch, anti-cop. Governors in states run by leftists, anti-cop. Mayors, anti-cop. And these are the very cops that they themselves want to, you know, put in place and are buddies with, and they put targets on their backs. BleedingBlueMovie.com. That's where you go. And I hope that somebody out there sees what we're trying to do and wants to do something. I mentioned the other day, I want to get this the movie in every radio market where we are. Can somebody take this on? Yeah, it's going to cost you some bucks. Get it in a theater. I'll talk about it on the show. I'll talk to the other radio hosts on that particular channel, and we'll get it promoted. Get this movie out there. We have an epidemic going on, which, by the way, leaches into all other areas of society. If you have a lawless society, what do you think that's going to do? You think you're immune? You think because you live in Bodunk, whatever, it doesn't matter? Let me tell you, they're flyover country. You got meth labs all over the place. You have high crime, cartels, things that you don't believe happen in little cities happening, and it's a cancer that started in the bigger cities. It is a cancer of leftism. And we want to ignore it, pretend it doesn't exist. It exists, and it's only getting worse. And unless we do something to say, you know what, police are out there doing their job, they're human beings. In as much as a pastor, in as much as a counselor, a marriage counselor dictating, trying to tell people where they've gone awry, they have to do all those things, and they do it at their own peril. Suicide rates much higher than the norm. Needless to say, a career that's so unsafe, most people wouldn't even want to do it. Watch what happens when gunshots go off, even in the movies. What happens in the movies when gunshots go off? You think they make it up? Why do people hit the deck and then cops are looking in the direction of the gunshot and start in the direction? You think you could do that? It takes a special person to want to go into harm's way for people who are total strangers. And we have a lot of those special people in America. We make more than anybody else, and then we disparage them. Then we don't give them the tools. We deride them. Enough is enough. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I want to talk about Comey's book tour, because it's probably going to be deemed a failure. I want to do some tweets on blackness, because I think you're going to like that. And I'm actually walking.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
This is Dan Billa. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maxine Waters, she's under fire. Democrat out of California. She asked President Trump, please resign, please resign. At the Time 100 gala. Says that way he won't have to keep up the fight of you're having to be impeached. I don't know what to say about this except I have a couple of observations. Number one, Maxine Waters knows in her heart of hearts that the Democrats are not going to win the House. Ergo, Donald Trump is not ever going to be impeached. Even if they did win the House, he wouldn't be impeached. So that's that. And what's funny is all the leadership in the Democrat Party are saying, will you please stop? Now, what it tells me is this. There is no leadership in the Democrat Party. The guy that took over, the Hispanic dude, forget his name, but he can't control anybody. He doesn't have Pelosi or Schumer under control. He doesn't have the Congressional Black Caucus under control. He doesn't have Keith Ellison under control. He is embroiled. I feel sorry for the guy. I mean, other than the fact he's a Democrat. I feel sorry for this dude because he has no ability to affect any change. He's betting on a wing and a prayer. We talked earlier about the special election in Arizona where the Democrats knew they were going to lose and wanted to win an ideological battle. Win an ideological battle. And here's what they base it on. I just want you to understand the craziness. They say Trump won that by 21%. So it was Trump against Hillary Clinton. They haven't had anybody run directly against a Republican for the congressional seat because it's a strongly Republican district, and they just don't, they're never going to win it. But this time, in order to get a symbolic victory, they spent $1 million+ so they could say it was less of a, she got whoever the winner was going to be, in this case, Lesko, got less than the 21 points that Trump beat Hillary, so we consider it a win. Woohoo! They don't even have a barometer. They don't have, hey, a Democrat ran 5 years, 10 years ago and got 7% loss or 30% or whatever. So the new barometer is what Trump got. Trump, who brought out more people than any Republican candidate to vote, and they want to, that's what they're going to measure by. It was a safe district the whole time. The idea was to set you up to believe that you could lose. Maxine Waters, she's doing Trump a favor. She really is. That's why the Democrats want her to shut her mouth. James Brown, shut up. They want her to shut up because they know. If you want to energize Republicans to come out for all the House candidates, let them know that the first thing you're going to do is impeach a rock star president. That's what they, we're going to, I'm going to tell you, holy cow. I don't want to give the Democrats any hints, but this is the obvious. You're going to take away tax cut money, the crumbs, away from the people who have the crumbs now in their bank accounts. That's your strategy. And then you want to tell people that the man who gave you those crumbs, which for the most part are meals, we want to impeach him. We want to impeach the guy who has backed off China with trade, who's got Putin on the run, who's now threatening the Iranians, and who's got North Korea coming to the negotiation table. The guy who has stabilized the world to a degree that we haven't known in decades. The guy who said to NATO, you're going to pay your own way or we're going to get out. The guy who said to the people at the Paris Climate Accord, you're no longer going to extort American citizens. You make it work, prove that it works, and then maybe we'll join you. He left the negotiation open. And you know what happened? Paris figured out, we can't make it happen without your money. And oh, by the way, the statistics don't even vet. They don't even come back to say we've done anything. The Paris Accord has been a joke. The temperature has gone higher. All the things that the money was supposed to fix, none of it's worked. And they want to jump on Donald Trump. Good luck with that, Maxine. Questioner asked her if she had some advice for Trump. I don't think you deserve to be there. She said, just get out. The annual event in the New York Assemblies, assembles celebrities and prominent figures to celebrate the world's 100 most influential people. Maxine Waters, 100 most influential people. They are so right. Waters was named as one such influencer. Actor Yari Shahidi praised Waters as so eloquent in letting the world, particularly the white men of Congress who dare test her acumen, know that she is not here for any nonsense. Well, let me tell you, Maxine Waters is an influencer. She has influenced black people to believe of themselves to be nothing. She has taken hope away from blacks. She has taken any idea of what the imagination can be used for and how powerful black people have become, how well positioned we are in the world. She has squandered decades of a legacy built on the backs of icons. Black women like Sojourner Truth and Harriet Tubman and Margaret Maggie Walker and others, and as well as the black men. The Thurgood Marshalls of the world, the George Washington Carvers, the Booker T. Washingtons, and so on. She squandered it to make black people believe they're victims. They have nothing to offer the world. The only thing they can do is hope that government will step in and provide for them and do for them and make sure that the world is fair to them. Here were some tweets from people that I think are so fitting. Question for official CBC, Congressional Black Circus, and the NAACP and Black America. How did our people make it through slavery with our families intact? But as soon as we started voting for Democrats, our families and communities all fell to pieces. That was a pastor who tweeted that. And he's 100% right. We didn't start failing as a society, as a culture, a subculture within America, until we got compartmentalized and the left decided they were going to play games with us. Same pastor tweeted this. Dear black Muslims of America, care, the Nation of Islam, New Black Panther Party, Democrat Party, or the Muslim Brotherhood, he says, or the Muslim Brotherhood, won't tell you about how Arab Americans are selling black women from Africa as slaves, and many of these young women are Muslims. When Boko Haram took the girls and made them sex slaves for themselves, who were they? What color were these girls? I tell black folks all the time, don't talk to me about solidarity. You don't care about me. You would just as shoot, rob me, kill me, is look at me. Don't talk to me about solidarity. And don't tell me that somebody who's evil, who will feed me, clothe me, and bring me into the bosom of their homes, give me the best of their, of what they have, a.k.a. white folks, and you want to demonize them for me when you wouldn't do anything close. Not that I would do it, but if I wanted to, if I walked through the streets of Compton in America, you would. Do you think that as a black man, I was at there at 3 o'clock in the morning, somebody would go, man, look at that poor brother. Let me go find out what his story is, bring him in, feed him, clothe him, and send him on his way the next day with a little change in his pocket? Or do you think they would have a different plot for me? Don't be talking to me about what you believe about blackness when you don't back it up with reality. Killing each other like chattel. Worse than that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Oh, that's right. I didn't answer the question about that lady at the Port Authority, Turner. Well, she got fired. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. This is a lady who berated a couple of police officers doing their job. She got fired. Good for them. Good for doing the right thing. New Jersey, New York. Oh, my goodness. So Pelosi gets asked about her crumbs statement, and she gives an answer. And she says, well, while they're feasting, I meant to say you're getting crumbs. Oh, really? Said the lady whose net worth has expanded by mega millions of dollars. They're feasting. I would have said to Nancy Pelosi, by the way, let me play the clip so you'll have it in context. But I would have said to Nancy Pelosi, well, hey, you seem to have done a bit of feasting yourself, Nancy.
Speaker Pelosi, thank you very much for being here today. My name is Sam. I'm from Northern Virginia. I'm a freshman in the School of Foreign Service. You've spoken about the effects of the Republican tax plan, specifically referring to its effects on average Americans as crumbs. As the son of small business owners, I know that it's helped my parents hire more employees, it's helped us pay off our mortgage, helped put me through college. On a macroeconomic level, the economy's growing, wages are rising for the first time in years. Would you still refer to the effects of this tax plan on average Americans as crumbs?
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Sam, for your question. And yes, there are some benefits that some are feeling in a particular way with the tax bill. My statement was really a fuller statement that says, while they provide a banquet for the top 1%.
I guess we didn't get the whole clip. But while they provide a banquet for everybody else, we get the crumbs. And people are going, yeah, but those crumbs. She doesn't answer the question. She goes on to talk about, all this millions and millions of dollars that are going to the top 83% or whatever. But Pelosi doesn't tell you these are people that pay a lot of taxes. They pay 98%. Still not getting back their fair share. So it isn't about fairness and all that. It's just the focus on the 1%. And they think this is going to work. They believe this. I don't know if you guys are aware, there was an anti-tax cut rally that was held in D.C. Are you guys aware of this? Yeah, anti-tax cut rally. Had about 100 people. When they had another rally that was along the same lines a year ago, they had 150,000 people that rallied against Trump and the tax cut and all that. They had 100 people. Folks, I don't have to tell you, that's exponentially less, quite a few exponentials less. And they had, we talked about it, Bernie Sanders spoke and many others. They were speaking to themselves. And look, Arizona election's over, and we got a winner, Lesko won, or whatever her name is. She won. But if you want a barometer of where things are with the strategy of the Democrats, I just gave it to you. 100 people show up to this anti-tax cut rally. If your strategy is around having people give their money back that they got, these so-called crumbs, because, yeah, we know, Nancy, we don't get to feast, but we do enjoy the crumbs from time to time. And if Nancy Pelosi wants to sell the concept that people getting back $1,000 to $2,500 in bonuses is crumbs, I want to know where she eats. Because see where I'm from? That's a meal. It may not be a feast, but it's a meal. And so she's trying to put this into context and say, no, I wasn't saying crumbs, but she was saying crumbs. Now what she's doing now is she's saying, well, I'm going to balance my crumb statement by telling you guys, there's these super rich. Hey, do you mean like Bernie Sanders? You mean like yourself? Look at the graphic, folks, of what people have earned in politics, Democrats or Republicans, particularly presidents. Bill Clinton, worth $200 million. He and his Hillary, when they went into the office, broke. She says they left broke. Politics made them a fat living. Barack Obama had nothing when he became president. He's worth tens of millions of dollars. Nancy Pelosi, I've already talked about. She, in the worst period of economic time in America, 2008 to 2010, she went from a net worth of $12 million to $37 million. I don't know how you do that. Not on her salary. That's some serious investing. I would love to know what she did. I want a DOJ investigation as to how you can do that, making less than 200 grand a year. But she did it. And you could go down the line, look at practically everyone. The only politician I've seen on the left who didn't feast is Joe Biden. But, you know, Joe's a little, you know, that's why they call him Crazy Joe. But Biden still hadn't figured out how to make a buck. He's still going to cocktail parties, thinking he's the life of the party. Hey, Joe Biden, how you doing? I'm tell some lies, a few stories. Well, you know, with Barack and I. Barack. Hey, Joe, here's some more hors d'oeuvres and some drinks. And he's all good while he's squeezing up on women. Here's what somebody said about Pelosi's statement. One of the guys, he hosted Pelosi at a college, at the college where the kid asked the question, and he's giving a little bit of context to everything. So here is his particular clip.
Join me now with more of the host of today's Georgetown Town Hall event with Leader Pelosi, Mo Alethimo. Good to see you tonight. Yeah. You know, it is interesting, the crumbs issue and the tax cut, because it does cross a lot of party lines. Do you think that the Democrats feel that maybe they made a mistake in not making that a more bipartisan effort?
Look, I think, you know, if you go back and listen to the full answer that she gave today, I think she actually kind of went out of her way to say, yeah, there are some people and there are some ways that this thing helps, but the predominance of the benefit is going to the top 1%. That's not to say other people aren't getting some benefit. But at the macro level, it's helping the top more than the bottom. And it was interesting. Look, what we tried to get out of this today was what is the Democratic Party's values? What is its message to young people?
What was it, would you say?
It was interesting. We asked Speaker Ryan the same question when he came and did a similar event with us. They both went to opportunity, but they went at it from different ways. Speaker Ryan and the Republicans went towards individual freedom as the means towards opportunity. Whereas today, Leader Pelosi kept coming back and back to the same issues of justice and economic security. So to me, that's a really interesting juxtaposition that actually makes for a fascinating debate heading into a midterm year, if we can get past all the other stuff that seems to be crowding that debate out of the picture.
So Martha McCallum asked a great question. Is this a big mistake that they didn't make this bipartisan? And she's on to something, and the fact is, it is a big mistake. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, it's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. It's a huge mistake. And that's why the Democrats are in correction mode. They want Pelosi out there saying, no, I didn't mean crumbs in the sense of the word of crumbs. And people are going, look, I don't care what you say. No matter how you spin it at the top about how much money is going to them, we still got crumbs. What Pelosi's not saying and what the Democrats haven't told you is when they're in charge, the only people who benefit are those at the top and the very, very low bottom. The middle class don't even get crumbs. What Pelosi's trying to sell is the idea that, hey, there's class warfare. They got a feast and you got crumbs. But what the Republicans have to sell is, hey, we can't determine who's going to feast, but we guarantee you that you got a meal. Crumbs are a meal at this level. Government, I hate to say it this way, but it's true. Government has figured out how to always win. I've taken you guys through the cottonseed scenario and all the way to the blue jeans in retail and said government gets a cut at every place where you make a product. I'm talking about from the raw material to the finished goods. And you're going to tell me you still can't figure out how to make money? It makes no sense. So it is a huge mistake that they will not overcome. And that anti-tax march, I'm just telling you right now, as a strategist, a person who does strategy for large companies and evaluates risk, I'm looking at this going, this has to be the worst. This is something the Republicans would do. They would pull victory pull defeat from the jaws of victory. And this is a typical Republican move that the Democrats are making. And you want to know why? Because the world is going back into order. Donald Trump has tilted the world's axis back to the right where it was supposed to be. It's no longer spinning in reverse. The earth is not affecting the moon. The moon is affecting the earth. And the sun is not revolving around the earth as we once thought. I mean, everything has gone back into alignment in America. And now the Democrats showcase their stupidity at every turn. Wow. I wasn't talking about crumbs in that sense. The little bit that you got, well, I mean, I understand it, but hey, here's some class warfare over here. Well, let me tell you why that doesn't work. I can't see their money. The 1% got 83%. Yeah, but you know, Nancy, I got some money. I got extra beer money. I got a little extra money to pay for that car. I got money to pay that extra rent. I can send my kid to school. I can get Christmas presents. I can go get that new TV from Best Buy or Walmart or wherever that I couldn't get before. So I don't even recognize what's going on at the top. Big problem for the Dems.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The polls are open here in Arizona. You're seeing people walking in here. And the reason why this special election, this is the 8th Congressional District, the reason why this matters is because Republicans do expect to hold. This is a district that Trump won by 21 points. They expect to win, but Democrats say if they can just close the margin a little bit, they do anticipate that they will send a national message about whether or not they can eat away into Trump's strongholds.
Well, that didn't work out the way they wanted. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I want to play another clip. This is about the attack that happened in Toronto. And here's, I just want you to hear the clip. And the reason why I'm playing these is we have to do a hodgepodge segment, because if we don't, I won't be able to talk about everything. But here's something that was very interesting to me about what happened in Canada and how Canada wants it to be viewed in America. Here's a clip.
I want to bring Dino Vidala into this. He's a columnist for the Daily Beast. He's the host of the Dino Vidala Show on SiriusXM. He's a good friend and an observer of these issues. Dean, I haven't had a chance to say this. I think most of our viewers know this. I'm from Toronto.
Yes.
I grew up in Toronto. Toronto and Canada at large have escaped some of the stuff that other places in the world have suffered. And some people attribute it to the fact that it is a remarkably integrated, multicultural place where it's very hard for people to make the argument that they're on the outside of society. But if this is what people are describing it, a guy in a rental vehicle running down the sidewalk hitting people, that's what we all hope it is. It isn't.
Right. And being Muslim myself, of course, and everyone who is Muslim, I can tell you right now, is hoping sincerely that the person who did this horrible act is not Muslim. Because we know what happens. We know the result is that there's a backlash to our community. We know that Donald Trump will, in all likelihood, not definitely, in all likelihood, invoke this to try to further a political agenda.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I love the way the reporter, he's like, you know, listen, you know, we've got the situation. I'm from Canada. You may not know this. I understand it. We've got all this multiculturalism. We're good people. We've assimilated Muslims. And, I mean, we feel like we've done everything we can do. And then he goes. But, you know, you got to say this guy, it's got all the trappings. He gets in a rented truck. He drives straight into a bunch of pedestrians. I mean, what are you going to say? This looks very much like a Muslim attack. And the guy's, well, you know, I'm Muslim myself, and I want to say, you know. And so if you read between the lines, that's what's being, the conversation is, look, we all know this is a Muslim attack. It's got the M.O., a modus operandi of a Muslim attack. It reminds me of the one in New York. The Home Depot truck. The only difference is the truck maker. But this is a Home Depot truck, and they ran over a bunch of bikers. This one, a truck, I forget who it was, but they ran over a bunch of pedestrians. By the way, those pedestrians are mainly women. If I were planning a women's march, I will tell you, I would seriously consider where it is and who's renting trucks. Muslims don't like this whole femininity thing that women have going on. They're not into the feminist movement. So just be on the lookout. But the way it was set up, and what's sad is that these people know what's going on. They know the deal. What they're saying is, okay, we got a situation where we've given Muslims everything they could possibly want. We have Muslims throughout Toronto. Canada, you couldn't be more inviting than Justin Trudeau, who says, bring me your immigrants of all types. I don't care. We're a free and open society, tolerant of everything, including the mowing down of our own citizens in order to appease Muslims. And what else could we do to where you would not do this in our city? And if you're asking this question of Muslims, let me ask you this, Americans listening to the Kevin Jackson Show or whoever you may be listening it from. What are you going to do to please a liberal? How far are you willing to go? Is it possible? Do you honestly think you're going to please women feminists on the left in America? Do you believe, what could you possibly do that makes them go, okay, we're going to get out of this idea of toxic masculinity, rape culture, blah, 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 misogynistic, patriarchal society, etc. What do you think you're going to do? What do you think you're going to do for the Congressional Black Circus Clowns to make them understand that you are down with black folks? You got nothing against black people. Come on, people. Leave me alone. You know, leave white folks alone. What do you think you're going to do? You think there is an end in sight for any of the stuff that we're talking about here? You have to be out of your mind to believe that. It doesn't happen. These people do not care. There is nothing you can do to appease a woman, a feminist. There is nothing you can do to appease a hardcore black nationalist. Nothing. Even black people can't. I can't do it. Women on our side, I'm talking about the strongest women on the planet, conservative women, the best women that God ever created, could not do anything to save those women. It's just the way it is. And if you think that there's something you're going to do as a society that makes the Muslims who are coming over here that have zero respect for your culture, all they have been ideologically programmed to say, I'm going to take over in your, no matter how great of a society you build, they have people running from their culture. 65 million people on the run, mostly from Muslim countries. And they are infiltrating, spreading out their cancer all over the world, and they don't have a care in the world of assimilating to what you've done. They will build the armpit, the crap holes that they built otherwhere in other places right in your backyard. And they won't even give a crap. The Canada is talking about multiculturalism. We're proud of ourselves. All these big, New York is proud of itself. Look, you got de Blasio. Before him, you had Bloomberg, Muslims all over the place, mosque being built, and some dude who came over on as a, what do they call it, chain migration. He was a one of these guys that comes over as a refugee, and he's chain migrating other people over. He gets in a rented truck, runs over people biking through the city, including tourists, in case you've forgotten this story. And what do they say? Oh, don't blame the Muslims. It's not their fault. What did the Canadian mayor say? The Toronto? Oh, don't blame the Muslims. I mean, you know, it's not. There's always a radical point. Do they ever say that about police? Go to bleedingbluemovie.com, by the way. But do they ever say that about police? If you want to understand all this stuff, read my book, Race Pimping, the multi-trillion-dollar business of liberalism. But it's not just about the money. It's about your life. It's about your safety. These people don't care. There are going to be more attacks in Toronto. Understand that. There are going to be more attacks in New York. There are going to be attacks in Chicago. And I told you guys, attacks in London. I told you guys, attacks from these types of terrorist groups will become so commonplace that you'll just go, well, it's the cost of doing business. It's the cost of living in a big city. I told you guys on Next Door, I think is what this app is called. You go online, you look in your neighborhood, it tells you the crime stats and things like this. You go on there, we go and report, hey, a couple of black dudes are going through the alley. You saw them running out with a flat screen TV and jumping into this type of a car, only got a partial license plate. And people, these white leftist bourgeois cocktail sippers will come online and say, why do you have to say that they're black? Well, because we want you to have a description of the people who are committing a crime. And then others will say this. I'm not even exaggerating this a bit. These are actual comments made. Well, that's life in the city. And I think to myself, really? So we're supposed to get used to people riding through the alley, jumping over our fences, breaking into our houses, stealing stuff. And when you go out to dinner, or maybe you're home, and that's just, well, it's life in the city. No big deal. See, that's how leftists do you. They want you to lose your sensibilities about stuff. That's what they do. And that's why in the election, they want you to lose your sensibilities that the race was close. We wanted to keep it close because that was what we were supposed to do. That's how we, you know, prove to you that our ideology is correct. We keep it close. We don't win. And they, as I said earlier, they want to demoralize you. They want to demoralize you. I mean, you get your house robbed by a couple of black dudes who steal your TV, and they want to say, well, hey, you know, you knew what you were getting into. You knew you were moving. You feel like, well, I did. No, I mean, I know it was high crime. I mean, well, you know, they do have a point. They don't have a point. They're idiots.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.